Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele. Today is December 6th, and it is very December-y today. Of course, I was up in Mammoth. It was a little bit colder. Just sort of dreary. I don't know, kind of a weird day. I'm also a bit hungover, so that doesn't hurt. I'll tell you, that karaoke at Lackanookie was something else. So there's not much news this week. We got one thing here from Caltrans for immediate release. Caltrans is closing Mono County Mountain Pass roads ahead of potential storm. We get these all the time. We're used to it. With an unstable weather pattern in the forecast for the Eastern Sierra, thank God, Caltrans will close North State Route 89, Monitor Pass, 108 Sonora Pass, and 120 West to Yosemite this afternoon. State Route 89 closes at noon, 108 is at 2, and 120 is at 4. All three roads will be assessed for reopening following tonight's storm. For the last information on road closures, please visit the Caltrans Quick Map site at quickmap.dot.ca.gov. Or download the app to your smartphone. Caltrans 9 also posts information on road conditions to its social media channels on Facebook at Caltrans 9, Twitter at Caltrans 9. You can also call the road condition hotline at 1-800-427-ROAD. That's 7623. Gosh, let's hope for some snow. That'd be great. Oh, speaking of weather report, let's have a look at this from our little weather person, Ella Boehm. Just to make sure we don't get sued, she is not a meteorologist. She looks this stuff up like the rest of us do. She just puts it down in writing for us. Thank you for that, Ella. So for Bishop, our recent warm temperatures will begin to make way for some winter weather and lower temperatures. Monday night, a fluctuating storm system will move in over the Sierra, bringing us a 20% chance of showers, which would be cool. The storm will leave us with some cloud cover on Tuesday, and precipitation will come down again with a slight chance of showers Wednesday night, and then showers likely on Thursday. Thursday night, we've got a chance of rain showers, then a chance of snow showers, which will continue into Friday. By Friday night, the skies will be clear again. Bummer. Mono County has a special weather statement for an incoming winter storm. Wind gusts up to 35 miles per hour will be breezing around Mammoth through Tuesday. On Monday night, there's a 50% chance of snow with winds up to 35 miles per hour and a new snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. Boo. Tuesday, 20% chance of snow with gusts around 20. Tuesday night and Wednesday, Mammoth has some calm and clear skies, but the storm will pick up on Wednesday with a chance of snow. Thursday snow is very likely through the day and night, and there's a chance of snow Friday before the storm clears out Friday night. So, that sounds a little positive. Let's get some snow. That'd be good. A little bit of new COVID-19 data as of December 3rd. Inyo County has an eligible population, ages 5 plus, of 17,288, and 63.9% of the full population are fully vaccinated. 10.4 have one dose, and 25.7 are not vaccinated. Of the age group 5 to 11, 13.8 have the recommended single dose. Age group 12 through 17 is 47.9, fully vaccinated. 18 through 49 is 70.2, and 50 through 64 is 67.8, fully vaccinated. Above 65 is 76.1. The current cases in Inyo County is positive COVID-19 cases, 2,564. That's 11 cases increased since 12/1. Active cases, there's 30. Confirmed deaths is 46. None since the beginning of December. That's good. For the Inyo County case demographics, currently the age group is 0 through 17, has 10 active cases. Age is 18 through 49, 10 active cases. 50 through 64 has 6 cases, and 65 plus has 4 cases. 14 of those cases are male, 16 are female. 23 of these cases occurred in North County, north of and including Big Pine. 7 are in the South County, that's south of and including Independence, and 0 are from the East County, or east of Lone Pine, like Darwin. There are 0 unreported or missing data concerning locations. Just a reminder, there is a public health office mask order in place requiring all individuals in the incorporated and unincorporated areas of the County of Inyo, regardless of vaccination status, to wear a face covering when they enter any indoor public facility. To read the full health order, you can click on the link at easternsierranow.com. You know what else you can do when you're at easternsierranow.com? That little thing was the idea bell. That's a great idea, Jesse. You can head over to Shorty's Speed Shop. Their link is right there and their phone number. You know there's always going to be something going on with your car. That's pretty much how cars work. Well, Robbie will fix it. That's the guy. He fixed my stuff for years. He's great. So give him a call at Shorty's Speed Shop at 760-258-1342. So I went out to the Christmas parade this weekend. That was very well done, as usual. It was a bummer to miss it last year, so it was kind of a welcome thing to have back this year. Thank you, April Leeson and Tawny Thompson, for putting that together through the Chamber of Commerce. It was very fun. All of the floats were great. A lot of effort was put into making them fun and festive. My favorite was a trailer was made to look like the Grinch's mountain that he lives on and rides the sleigh down, you know, at the end of the story. That was really cool. They did a good job with that. There's a lot of little elves and stuff running around throughout the parade. It was fun. I filmed the whole thing. So Ella and I both shot for the entirety of the film or the parade, and it will be put together and up on our YouTube page, which is Eastern Sierra Now. You can find that link from easternsierranow.com, and you'll be able to watch the parade. Then you can see your little loved ones or whatever you want to see. It was a very fun event. It was announced by KIBS. They did an amazing job, as usual, and they gave us a little shout-out. That was awesome. We appreciate it. And right back at them. They did a great job. So, yeah, again, if you want to check that out, it should be up in the next day or two. And when you're there, do me a favor. Even if you don't like it, you can dislike it. I don't care about that. What I really need is for you to subscribe. So when I get new videos up, you're going to see them before anybody else. That goes, it works wonders as far as the algorithm for me, as well as pushing it towards me maybe being able to be monetized and running ads through YouTube, which this is all a labor of love at this point. So something like that would completely change the game for me. So please go to YouTube and just click subscribe. It's all I really need. Please. Thank you. I think that's pretty much going to do it today, guys. There wasn't much in the news. So tune back in tomorrow, and hopefully I will have some more. Thanks. This has been Eastern Sierra Now, and Jesse Steele.